There's been increase in home fires, which could be linked to load shedding. The fire threat has emerged in a form of hazardous power surges that can happen when electricity is restored after outage. There's 10 companies and an investigator at IGNIS, Forensic Fire Investigations and Prevention. And we welcome him on the line. Good morning, Tess, and welcome to the program.
Good morning to you, sir, and thank you for having me, and good morning to your listeners.
Thank you for joining us. Did your company see an increase in house fires since the longer period of load shedding was introduced?
Yes, at the moment, I spoke to a couple of, we had 30 fires more or less for this month already. And in the 30 fires, it was 16 house fires just after electricity was restored from load shedding.
Yes, so that is really, you know, an increase. Do we know how these fires start? You know, just explain to us how load shedding and probably the electricity being restored results in fires.
Yes, sir. The load shedding at the moment, there's no specific data on it at the moment or any science proof of it. But from the investigations we do and the interviews we have, as soon as the power is restored from Eskom itself, it seems that after 5 or 10 minutes, sometimes quicker, the people said, but there's a problem, there's a house fire, started from the DB board. Not only the DB board, it started at extension points, it started at light fittings. I think we've got a weak point in your electrical system in your house. It can occur from the power that come in as a spike or too low of a voltage that's coming into the house.
Yes. So when is your company called to investigate and when there's a house fire?
We work, 90% of our cases is from the insurance companies direct. So after there's a house fire, and it's over a certain amount, they appointed the forensic fire investigators in South Africa to go to find cause and origin of that for the insurance companies.
Yes. Can homeowners prevent these fires? You know, what are the preventative measures that they can take to minimize any chance of fire when there's a power surge?
So we had a discussion as well in the last couple of weeks now. The problem is load shedding is scheduled for specific days, and we know it can change everything from stage 1 to stage 4 in the next half an hour or 2 hours or over a weekend. The problem is we're not all at home. If we have people at home, it's easier because then you can put off your distribution board. And then after the load shedding is finished and your power is restored to the houses, I think we can start to put up all your DB boards on again. That will definitely help. But the problem is we're not always at home. And to prevent it is actually, it's very difficult. There's no protection for it. So you can put in your house for protection if there's an overcurrent coming into your house. So, it's a difficult period now, it's a difficult time we're in, but there's not actually nothing really you can do about it, except to put off your distribution boards.
Yeah, so just switch off the electricity of the house when you're leaving the house.
Yeah, that's the problem, and when the power is restored, you need to go back then and to put everything back on again, because we know load shedding is now between 2.5 hours and 4.5 hours at a time, all depends on which stage we are. So it's actually very difficult and important. Another thing is we don't, as consumers on the outside at your house, your distribution board, we don't connect it. I check the wiring if there's any loose connections, and that causes resistance heating, and that can also cause the fire. So we don't check normally our I can speak about myself. I'm in the forensic game, but even myself, I don't go to my house to the distribution board every 6 months or 4 months and check if there's any loose connection in the DB boards.
So the loose connections is one of the things to look out for. Is there any other thing, you know, that someone should look out for in terms of the distribution board?
Not only the distribution boards, the extensions we use, the multiplex we use, we must make sure, please, it is a genuine SABS part. Because you will see our voltage at the moment is 220 volt with 16 ampere if we buy extension cords. The problem is we normally buy the cheapest one because we need a lot of that, and we all use them in our houses. And you will see on the back of it, it's a 250, 19 ampere. So it's two different sets of of extensions and multiplex we buy for cheaper than the normal one, actually like the, we don't want to call them the Ellis, but they're all SABS approved plugs for South African electricity.
I think that is a very important point that you raised there, and listeners need to keep that in mind when they purchase these plugs. Thank you for your time this morning. Your insight has really been useful.
It's a pleasure, sir. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Thank you. Go well. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There was Stian Kamp talking to us about house fires on the rise. And yes, it is of great concern that we do see more and more house fires. And he did, you know, support that with stats that there's been an increase from 32 or from 16 to 32, something like that. And the point is that there's very little we can do. We need to, at all times when leaving our homes, recite Ayatul Kursi, as the famous story that someone was informed that his house was burning, and he said, no, it cannot be my house. I had recited Ayatul Kursi when I left the home. So this is really, it has a profound impact in protecting our homes. That is one aspect. And the other is, you know, just to be safe rather than sorry. Spend that money on calling in an electrician. Let him check out that everything is in order, no loose wires, no loose connections. Let him go through your entire system and check if everything's in order, so that in that way, inshallah, you can prevent something, you know, that may potentially be lurking there, or, you know, eliminate the weak points in the system.